Blog Talk Radio.
You know what time this is? MySpace.com/DJ1.
I'm serving notice.
Easy.
Look. Yeah.
I get the shots you're looking at.
I'm first going to build a wall around Newcastle, and then...
No! This is not going to give him the pussy!
Okay. Let's not touch your wife. Yes, you did this. No, I didn't.
Here, I'm flipped!
Yeah. Yo! BDSIR Network, the best damn show in radio, brings you, man, the Jams Podcast, JAMMS. Hashtag! We can edit that out. You can follow us on all our social media at Jams Podcast. This week's episode. Why, Naya? Why? Tell me why. For goodness sakes. That was a Jim Ross moment right there, man. Hey, yo, I am your host, Grand Body P. You know what I mean? You're probably thinking, what the Ross is all that about? If you didn't catch Raw, then boy. That's some funny shit, man. As I said, Bad Body P in the house. Shad Barber in the house. What's good?
Yo, here I am. I'm in collar.
How you feeling, Shad? You sound all right.
Yeah. Well, I've got a little bit of a sickness in my throat, man, but I can fight it up.
Okay. Light one up, man. Light one up. I think that's what...
That's all I need. Like Mary J and me.
That's right. Light it up. You know what to do. Light it up. Why you do that? I want to give a quick shout out to the Altered Angle. If they're listening right now, big up yourselves. I know they got their tissue ready. They got their sock ready. They got the lotion. They got all that shit. Why? Because that lady, that girl is here with the...
I can't believe you mentioned a sock. That just put mental images in my head that I don't need.
Joe, you're the one who said you would supply them with said materials, okay?
I said tissues and lotion. I never said socks.
What in the blue hell is an Altered Angle? Is this cut you on about 2K18, Kurt Angle's next strip?
Now the Altered Angle, man, they are podcasts that exist upon the internet, you know what I mean? They do their thing just like us, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I think they're following me on the Twitter.
Yeah, them good folks, man,
who are they? Is it them or...
Pepper Brooks and the man called Josh Dillon. You know what I mean? They do their thing. They're a bit more serious than us, but they can be.
To be fair, Pepper Brooks is amazing because when you complain about getting sent dick pics, he actually sends you a picture of his knee.
Hang on, you got a picture of Pepper Brooks' knee?
Yeah, and I saved it and everything.
Wow. And you shared it on WhatsApp and Snapchat. And you put filters on that shit. You put flowers and shit on it.
I don't do snappy chats and all that. I'm quite old, you know. I don't do snappy chats.
You're not older, Joe.
Twitter.
Joe, you're not older than me. And there's people older than me who does this Snapchat and they put dog and cat on their face and all them stupidness.
I don't mind a bit of doggy style. I do object to doggy faces.
Oh, hell yeah.
She likes a bit of doggy style, Shad. You got the Snoop Dogg album, Joe?
You know that isn't what I meant.
Oh. Yeah. See?
We'll tell him off air.
Yeah.
Bless his innocent heart.
I'm disappointed, man. I thought Joe had the Snoop Dogg album. I got excited for a minute there. I thought, oh, shit.
Oh, man. Well, I'll say, man, the World Wrestling Federation this week, straight up and down, yes, it's been a lot better than last week, but still not up there than like it has been like over the weeks coming up to the Survivor Series. I really think they're in their winding down period because the festive season have come and there's no pay-per-view for Raw until the Rumbles, so they're just like cruising right now, they're just taking it easy. SmackDown, they got the pay-per-view, which I hate to call Clash of Champions because there's no champions clashing, so I hate that shit. I sincerely hope that Shad does have an alternative pay-per-view name for us because that's what it should be called. It ain't no Clash of Champions, man. Word up, man. But it's been better than last week. You know, Elias actually made me laugh, believe it or not. Rusev and his friend, his brethren, Aiden English, they made me chuckle as well. The ladies have been doing their thing as well. The ladies never disappoint me. Braun, well, standard. You know what I mean? But yeah, man. I've got through both shows without hitting my bed. I could say that much. Shad, how you feeling it?
Well, he watched Raw, so I can only speak on that. And I thought when he threw Raw, I thought I caught all the parts, but apparently I missed a segment.
Yeah, I believe you did. And I don't know if you skipped it on purpose or you're trying to erase it out of your mind. You're trying to...
Generally... I was hoping that Enoch could clear this up with me as to actually what the hell has gone on.
Oh, man. Do you want to tell him, Joe, or shall I?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I also missed the segment, but I have got a thing of skipping Enzo Warrior because he gets on me tits. But I'm on Twitter all the time, and as you know, I see everything on Twitter. It looks like Nia Jax is going to be doing things with Enzo Amore, and it's quite disgusting to me.
Hence why
it horrifies me.
Hence why this episode is called Why Nia Why. I think you did fast forward it a bit too much, Shad. And I was kind of looking forward to hearing your response to this. This is how it went down. See, Joe just said it. What it was? It was a backstage segment. Enzo Amore was telling off his Zoltrain, his jabronis, because they got boss ass on 205 Live or whatever, right? And then, you know how the camera likes to switch to the other side of the screen suddenly? Well, that's what it did, and there was Nia Jax all smiles and glowing and all of that. And then she was looking up and down at Enzo Amore. Enzo Amore was looking all confused and shit. And then she said, "This? How you doing?" And I was like, uh-oh, and she winked eye after him, and Enzo, he just looked confused.
I can clear this up why Shad didn't see it. Shad, did you watch it live, or did you watch it afterwards?
I never watch it live, but always afterwards.
Right, if you watch it afterwards, that whole segment was cut.
Oh, for real?
For real. You only saw it if you watched it live on the night.
Wow. Not even YouTube highlights.
It was cut because I never watch it on the night. Because obviously I've got to get up with the kids and what have you.
Yeah.
And it was completely cut because they come up and like you heard him come on the screen, he said a couple of words and then it just totally cut. And I remember saying to Terry, it's like, I just went, oh my God, WWE's actually listened to his look. He cut off, and I was so happy.
Oh, man! Yeah,
so that
Raw Life.
Why Shad didn't see it.
See, Raw Life, that's what happened, Shad. So I don't know why WWE cut that bit out. The WWE themselves actually cut it out, or...
We put it this way, if you are watching Raw, afterwards, there's a good chance that you're not watching it legally, so it isn't WWE cutting it. I don't know who's cutting it.
Okay. That's Shad, that's what I saw anyway. I saw it live. and Nia was all winks and smiles and glowing at Enzo, and she asked him, how are you doing, as if she like had the hot spring, and Enzo looked confused. Now, first person naturally I thought of was you, and I, you know what, it could be a love angle, it could be some sort of twist, I don't know, but you're the first person I thought of, man. You did all that Cotch and Wine stuff, all those shows, all those mixes that were entertaining. Some of them, you know, made the rep a few hip-hop show on the Wild One Radio. You know what I mean? You do all that work, hard work, and she starts sexing up herself and make herself look good and all that. And then she got this year, possibly, for Enzo and Maury, of all people, who every week, almost near every week, Joe has called him the bitch of the week. I kind of feel bad for you, but I sincerely hope there's could be some twists somewhere here. I just want to get your thought. This is what happened on Raw this week.
Damn.
I feel bad for you. I feel like you've been betrayed. Kind of. I mean, Wardle off the grid has been rubbing it in. He's loving it.
Nah, man, I refuse to believe it, man. There must be something else going on here we're not seeing. Was there any physical contact?
No physical contact at all.
Okay.
This is just the first week. I don't know. You know the creative team. You know these storylines. You know that they like to build up. You know that they have to build up. Right now, right? You just put the water there on the fire, on the cooker, right? As if you're cooking a boiled egg. You know what I mean? You put the water on it, not bubble yet. All right? You just put the water on the fire. That's what's happened right now. Not bubble yet. So you're not panicking for now?
Nah, nothing's going on there, man. Like, come on, man, look at the two of them together, man, come on now.
What? Hey, we've had some... Alright then, you know WWE, you know they'll be on some shit, right? When you look over the years of some of these mismatches, you know what I mean? Muddy Holly and Spike Dudley, Tori and Kane.
That's right, what's wrong with that? Tori and Kane.
Lillian Garcia and Viscera, or Big Daddy V, or whatever he was called at the time.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that either.
Alright. Mark Henry and your favourite of all time, Mae Young.
That was brilliant.
that went on for time as well, boy. Like, oh shit.
Yeah, that was okay as well.
You know what I mean? You had all these, like, oddball relationships that did happen. Right? And now you got this one, man. Nia Jax. Well, possibly Nia Jax and Enzo. I'm sorry, man. The first person I thought of was you. I sincerely hope that
you... It's not what you think. It can't be, man. Something else. We'll start seeing what it is.
I sincerely hope you're right, man. You know what I mean? I sincerely hope you're right. You know what I mean? I'd love to see where this goes.
Her and Alexa Bliss were messing around. I was like, oh, I need to go over to Enzo and say this. Like, they all called Team Rude to get out of the two of them.
Yeah, them too rude. The both of them too rude.
So I reckon it's something to do with that, man. Just fucking around with Enzo. We'll find out on Total Divas. Like, oh, yeah.
Is that Total Divas thing? Yeah, man. Word up, man. I definitely want to get back on my Total Divas shit, man. Why? Yo, the latest season going on bad from what I've seen the little clips of it and stuff. I remember I used to be on that hard, man, and write blogs and all sorts. I used to run shows with the lady called Becky Tyson, you know what I mean? Pick her up wherever she is in the world right now. You know what I mean? I used to do all that shit, but right, we ain't got time for none of that shit now, man. Like, time's moved on.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, man. Shad, I gotta big you up, man. You know what I mean? I was there like, costing like, no, such a card. I'm just looking out for my friend, man. I'm just looking out for my friend. I mean, I'm looking out for my brother.
I think you're all overreacting, so I don't think it's not what it is. It's okay. Maybe Enzo needed help turning on the light or something, or I don't know, man, closing the curtains or something, or putting up his advent calendar. couldn't reach number 2 on his advent calendar, man, so, you know.
I gotta big you up, man. You know what I mean? You're showing tenacity. You're showing that you're not. What's the word I'm looking for, Joe? Man, help me out. You're not insecure. That's it. You're not insecure. And that's cool. That's cool. I can't wait for next week. You know, we even got to Christmas and shit. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
I won't be watching. I will be paying closer attention to this to see what I'm missing.
Yeah.
From what you're saying, and from the little clip I saw on there, Twitter, there's nothing to be worried about.
As I said, I sincerely hope you're right, because it will break my heart knowing that you did all that, all them Gotcha Wine shows and entertaining the people, and then it just happens to catch Naya's attention, you know what I mean? And then she take that. It's like spending money on a woman, and then she take that same money and spend it on her next man. You know what I mean? Disrespect, man. Disrespect.
It would make me sick in my mouth.
There you go. It will break Joel's heart, man. It will break Joel's heart too. That's my word. Considering the rumor was that Nia Jax, she walked out the WWE on some bullshit because she didn't want to lose to Sasha Banks at a certain point or whatever, and then she goes for a storyline like this. Shad, I've been writing for you, man. I hope you're right. Seriously. That's how it's going, man. Joe, anything else on Raw that kind of made you tickle, made you laugh, made you chuckle?
The best thing that I still laugh about is, in fact, I've watched it like at least 50 times just today.
God damn!
Matt Hardy's laugh.
Oh, shit!
That thing, and he's done that laugh, and it's just like, I was dead. I was honestly like on the floor crying.
Welcome, Matt Hardy! Wow!
It's that laugh, man. That laugh is just the greatest thing. Because it was like Bray doing his laugh. And then Matt, come on, he was just like, I even shared it on Twitter. It's just marvellous.
Oh no! Welcome, Matt Hardy! Pull the trigger!
I wanted my ring torn, my alarm torn. I wanted for everything.
Whoa!
When I renew my vows, I want to walk down the aisle to that laugh.
Oh no! Matt Hardy! He's woke! Oh! Shit, man. I'm glad you mentioned that, Joel, man. You know what I mean? Welcome back, Hardy. I mean, we said it last week. We were kind of concerned if it will get over. I sincerely hope it will. You know what I mean? For forever, however long it takes and stuff. You know what I mean? Oh, shit. Matt Hardy, man.
Gauging people's reaction to it. It could well work because people are absolutely losing their shit and really enjoyed this first promo.
So does this mean we're going to get those so bad that it's good kind of segments on WWE TV?
Yeah, it looks like you are going to have Senor Benjamin.
On SmackDown, though? He's on SmackDown? And Gable.
Senor Benjamin.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Gable. Chad. Or Chad Gable.
See, this is the part where you kind of confuse me a little bit.
Yeah, you're thinking of Shelton Benjamin.
Yeah. I was thinking for a minute, where did that come from?
Senor Benjamin.
Senor Benjamin. What is that?
Is that your way of asking for a dick pic?
Yeah. Do you not know who Senor Benjamin is?
Send my Benjamin.
No, do not send that. No, Senor Benjamin.
You send yours. You send me yours. Am I sending mine?
You want to see my dick?
Oh my God, no! At this point,
they make you feel inferior.
At this point, Pepper Brooks and Josh Dillon have probably switched off the program now.
Yeah.
I don't think I was expecting that. I think it was in the middle of their little moment, and then the record skipped. I thought, oh hell no, Joe's a man. Oh hell no.
I did do that to Terry once, you know. I put a banana down my trousers and told her I'd grow a penis. It was so funny.
Oh no. Ladies,
I was like,
ladies, don't do it.
No, man, that.
I grew a penis. Touch it, it's so hard. Oh, great.
That shit ain't funny, man. You can't be doing that, man. That shit ain't funny, man.
It was hilarious.
That's just wrong. You did that to Terry. What, was you already married at this point?
Yeah.
Oh.
I always do shit like that to him. It keeps us entertained when I'm bored. How can I talk to Terry next?
Terry, I hope he's writing that book, you know, seriously. Write that book. Because I'd read shit, man. I would read it, man. I'd pay full price for that shit. Straight to Waterstones.
When he comes down to meet you and you ask him some of the shit I've done to him over the years.
Oh, man. That's some funny shit, man. Now, on the real, I'm glad you mentioned Matt Hardy, right? Because it brings me to this question, and I liked what I saw when it went and I saw it posted, and I want to pose it to you two guys as well, by word up, man. And the meme went a little bit like this. If you could delete anything out of pro wrestling, what would that be? Shad, you will go first. I mean, I've seen some of the results, what people have been saying online on the internet. I mean, laugh after them. I put a like on some of them. I put a love on some of them. I mean, put a wow on some of them as well. Some of them make me laugh because I'm thinking.
What I'm going to go with? I'm going to go with the distraction roll up. Wrestling in the ring, music plays, and they stop what they're doing. Come on, man. Having an intense physical battle with somebody who's trying to kill them. And then music plays, and then they stop what they're doing. Look around. Wait, these wrestlers must drive in silence, man, because it's fucking hell.
It's like, could you imagine in World War II if the soldiers stopped when they heard their knife?
Something like this is one of the things that have been happening for years for you to, like, be got rid of.
Oh, shit!
Delete
distraction roll ups. I love it! Shad, you're funny than you think, you know.
That's a very good
one, Shad. It is a good one, I love it! Distraction roll ups. You're funny, motherfucker, Shad, I swear to God. Joe! If you could delete anything, aspect, wrestling, could be anything in pro wrestling, what would that be?
Don't even need to think about this.
Oh.
Just like Chad, mine has been going on for years, and it really needs to stop. I'd delete Dave Meltzer.
Yeah, man.
Shoot
them out, sir.
The world would be a better place.
I respect that 100,000. Delete him. Delete his blood class. He talked too much shit, man. You know what I mean? I could watch an episode of Raw or SmackDown and I enjoy the hell out of it. It gives me the most joke. Braun Strowman comes out of a dumpster truck. The Miz shits his brief. Him and his Mr. Roger run gone and Braun Strowman run after them and beat them up and dash them down the Disney ramp along there rolling and falling off a chair and shit. And then I go to bed, wake up the next day, switch on my YouTube, and I see Dave Meltzer complaining about that shit.
But that's New Japan, Dave doesn't like it.
Dave doesn't like New Japan, don't! What is this bomber? Oh, Shane, yeah, I got what you just said, yeah. Yeah, man, rating matches 6 out of 5 stars, all sorts of shit. What sort of shit is that, man? Granted, Kenny Omega and, was it Okada? I don't give a damn. That, I mean, no, granted the match was down on, but 6 out of 5 match, he must have been busting his tools, man. Flipping hell. You know what I mean? That gets him off more than your husky voice, Joe. That's some fucked up shit, man. Dave Meltzer to be
exactly. Meltzer wants to suck Omega's dick, and everybody knows it, but Dave Meltzer himself.
Fantastic. You two made my response wacky comparison now. See, you know, for real, man, if I was to delete anything in pro wrestling, it would be these bullshit ass, whack ass dirt sheets. I mean, I believe in the hashtag death to dirt sheets. And not the genuine ones, you know, that give out the official info. I'm talking about the bullshit ass ones. You know what?
Yeah, ones, like the 434.
Oh my god! Them, like, top of the list, brethren! Top of the list! 434 got to go! Get rid of that shit, man! You know, oh, I can't understand that name, man! I mean, they're worshipping a fallen so called wrestling god! A motherfucker who sits on it. A grown man does not cross his legs and sit down crying for ice cream. I'm sorry, I'm a grown ass man. I ain't crossed my legs since I was at primary school singing, "Oh, come on, ye faithful motherfucker." I'm a grown ass.
Boy, what about when you went to BWL?
Yeah, I'm crossed your legs, man.
I thought you were on the floor crossed legs again.
Stop it. Shad's killing me, you know. That's not right. That's not right. I'm sorry. No, to answer your question, Shad, I can't even cross my legs, man. At my grand old age of 37, going 38 years old in January. Hint, okay? That was the same, man. Me can't cross my legs still like that, man. Grown ass man crossing his legs and shit, man. What the fuck, man? Wrestling fans, get it together, man. How you gonna... Death to dirt sheets. Hashtag death to dirt sheets. Okay? That's what's up, man.
You know that if a grown ass man can, like, sit on the floor and cross his legs, he must have very small balls.
It's a bloody big I should bloody think so.
Because they are punks cut my balls.
So the grand says, if CM Princess Peach Bitch has got small balls, then the grand says, what, keeping AJ Lee with him? It can't be the money. Because he never said it's all about the money.
The money? Yeah. I reckon he must have money, man, for real. After watching him get his ass knocked out on TV as well.
What, oh, you mean on the UFC?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that is true, yeah. He got paid hardy for money for getting bossed out in 2 minutes, didn't he?
Yeah.
So when the money done, the fun done. AJ Lee, they might have a women's world rumble in January, you know, I'm just saying. Just letting you know. I'm just wondering, man.
No, on a level, we haven't talked about him in a while, man, but I'd welcome him back, Philip. I'd welcome Philip back.
I wouldn't. He can fuck off.
Well, at the end of the day, he's just gonna, you know, he had a good career, I can say that, yeah?
Yeah.
Short one off. And now he's gonna be known for just getting knocked out in the UFC after 5 seconds, getting his face caved in. That's his legacy that he's leaving behind.
I'm telling you now, Shad, right? The day, if he was to come back to pro wrestling, right? Particularly if he was to ever step foot back in the WWE, which I agree with you, Shad, I will never count it out because we've seen the worst guys come back, right? As in Bret Hart, Bruno Valentino, and all them, right? If CM Punk was to step foot back in the WWE doors, instantly, that week we go out as a podcast, CM Punk, you are the bitch of the week, man. And that's my word. And Vincent Kennedy, if you're still alive by then, Triple T, Stephanie McMahon, Helmsley, you be my MVP of the week because you ultimately win. Vince Kennedy's like, they always come back in the end. Win them, Brock. That's what I'll say. Here, Pop. Stay the fuck at home or do what you do, you know what I mean? Any opportunity you get, I mean, go out and get it and do your thing, man. You know what I mean? The moment you come to WWE, you, sir, are a loser. That's what I'm saying. Stick to your guns, man. Be a man of your word, man. Say you're never coming back to wrestling ever. That's what you said in the interview. That's exactly what you said. Do not ever have to put it up.
Are you a WWE superstar or former WWE superstar?
I'm CM Punk. I'm just a superstar.
Do you think there's ever a chance we'll see you back in a squared circle?
No.
Never?
No.
Wow.
Never, ever. Never, ever, ever. They're gonna go crazy about
they
that
really
on
are.
Twitter.
They
and
really
gonna,
are.
They're gonna like hold me to it, and they're gonna yeah whatever.
Punk.
Be a man, motherfucker. Be a man. I ain't gonna lie to you. I just don't want to see him back anyway. God, he be real, man. Shit.
I don't, because the amount of losers that will totally just have a wank over it. It'll be unreal. Yeah. Oh, this is the greatest moment ever.
Greatest moment ever? Fucking hell.
CM Punk wasn't that great.
Whoa!
No, but if you look back, he was good on the mic, but as an actual wrestler, not that great. Like, nothing.
I thought the boy was good.
Yeah, he was alright, but compared to like the Nakamura, AJ Styles, he's not the best in the world.
Well, bye. Yeah, from time Paul Heyman has to go out and say, yo, AJ Styles is the shit, right? From time he says that, you know what I mean? And Paul Heyman don't say that about nobody, man. He don't say that about nobody. Might have to make a special video and say AJ Styles is the shit, right? Then you know. You know what I mean? We just received some breaking news. Wardle says he's coming back to Jams on the final show of 2017. Well, the Grant says it will be the show before that, man, because the last show of 2017 will be the best of Jams podcast, so you have to look out for that.
He's fucking coming back. Like, we haven't voted on this. I remember dropping my toothpick in this and having my say. Anybody's going to vote, man. It's not that easy to walk out and come back. But that was a good segue how he went from CM Punk leaving us to this Punk leaving us and coming back.
Shut your cough, man. That's your tag team partner.
Quitters. We are discussing fucking quitters.
Shaggy, you can't say that. I mean, that's milk chocolate. That's your tag team partner, man. You got yourself milk chocolate.
I am now in team milk chocolate.
Oh, you're the new team. You're the new team.
Just like Michael got rid of Jannetty and got the sensational Sherry. I got rid of. Got rid of Wardle and got my own sensational one.
Exactly.
Let's move along, man. We're halfway through this show, man. You know what I mean? What else gave us joke, man? Are we done on Raw or should we go on to you guys haven't seen SmackDown though, have you?
Well, I know that Shinsuke Nakamura is teaming with Randy Orton.
Oh, yes, that's right. That's right. Yes, he's teaming up with Randy Orton's to fight Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn at the pay-per-view, the what I hate to call Clash of Champion. There's now stipulations involved. Shane McMahon is now the referee. And
he has to be there, doesn't he?
Yes, he has to be
there.
He's got to be there.
That's right. And also, in addition, should Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens lose this match, that means they're fired. Not just fired from SmackDown, but fired from WWE altogether. That's exactly what
I'm saying. Now you know who's going to win the match. The fucking
Pontius match. Right.
Ooh. And in addition, I'd like to point out that Daniel Bryan looked at Shayna's sister to say, have you done lost your mind? You know what I mean? Because Daniel Bryan's been there, hasn't he? He's been there. He's been fired. He knows what it's like when he knows his part is a wicked talent and all them things. And we all know Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens are both of them is powerful talent. Them is wicked. They give you a joke every week on the telly, right? And for Shane to lock them off. Oh damn! I don't know. Daniel Bryan don't like the sound of that. But the Grant says, after SmackDowns, we gonna watch it and see what I want, and then we're gonna have the prediction show. Yes, the prediction show is next week of the Clash of Champions. By that time, Shane will have a new name for that pay per view because I refuse to call it by that. There's no champions clashing. That was the last pay per view that just done. All right, but that's how it's going. On top, you have Natalia versus my Charlotte. For the World Wrestling Federation SmackDown Women's Championship. It's a lumberjack match, so they're not going to call it lumberjill anymore. They're calling it lumberjack now, and that's how it's going. And a whole other girl that's on SmackDown going to surround the ring. So that's going to be some shit.
Are they really going to call it a lumberjill match? Really?
No, they're not calling it a lumberjill. You know, back in the day, but it was a while back when a match of this type was happening and they called it a lumberjill match. But now, because of what they're now known as superstars, I don't think they're going to call it lumberjill again. I think they're going to call it a lumberjack match.
It's like they called the Hell in the Cell. And obviously it's 2017 now, women have to be treated equally. So.
Yeah.
The Money in the Bank was Money in the Bank. I suggested Money in the Bra.
I would have liked that, personally, but yeah.
The Royal Rumble as well, like, if the women have that on Royal Rumble, I would have liked to call it Royal Wombo. Royal Wombo?
Yeah, man. Just
make everything the same, innit?
Yeah. So, yeah, it's
going to
be
Bring cool. Steve, stop laughing. Steve. Women are equal.
Shat! I've always got one question to ask you. Who is Steve?
He's an imaginary friend.
Okay, who does this Steve? I don't know Steve.
I told you he's one of our listeners, but obviously, can't name every listener individually. Steve, one of our listeners.
Steve,
anyway, man. Yeah, I'll say Steve. You know, I've never said hi to Steve as well. He's always saying, how come they might not say hi?
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve. I wasn't too sure if it was a play on your hatred for Sting. You know what I mean? It was one of those things. I wasn't too sure.
Yeah, I hate someone enough on a TV screen. Why would I hate someone that's so sadistic? That is.
Sadistic, that's your middle name! Hell yeah, man. Also, that's been announced, Baron Corbin will be defending his US Championship against the Mankar, Bobby Roode, and Dolph Ziggler in a triple threat match at the pay-per-view also. The tag team joint, I'm not too sure what's going on there. Usos are the champions, aren't they? I can't remember who they're fighting. I'm not too sure. I'm not too sure. It might be Benjamin and Gable, but I'm not 100% sure there.
What? The triple threat, isn't it?
Is it? It could be.
And I think that's the New Day.
Maybe. I'm not sure, but I'm not a New Day. Be messing about with Aiden English and Rusev anyway, so I don't know. But you could be right. I don't know. I'm not. That's what I'm saying. I'm not 100% sure. I need to get back on the fans with, you know what I mean, on the listeners with that one. You know what I mean? I'll definitely know by next week what I'll go on anyway. But yeah, man, as far as I know, them in the matches that's running. Right?
But isn't it great how little, like, we actually give a fuck?
I know.
Because, like, normally we like more, and we're like, yeah, it might be this, it might be that. I can't name one fucking match on that fucking card.
Yeah,
I would not even be watching it.
Whoa!
Mm-mm.
Nah, man.
Why the fuck would I care?
Nah, man, I'll be watching it, but it does feel thrown together though. I do understand what you're saying. It just feels like it's just thrown together. It's just like, yeah, you fight. Alright, now have a good time, now go out and fight. The lumberjack match, you know what I mean?
Yeah, what was the pay-per-view before where everyone got sick?
not the Survivor Series, the TLC joint.
The TLC?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we all look forward to that, and the matches are all thrown together, so I don't think that's a problem, that matches are being thrown together, because we enjoyed that.
Yeah, true, but it's the way they dropped it, it's the way they did it, though. You know what I mean? Because we all want to see Kurt Angle fight again, and the dream match in Finn Balor and AJ Styles, but nothing of that calibre is being presented here, you see? That's what we're saying. That's why Joel's been like, oh, sure, anyway, you know what I mean?
I wanted Starrcade, and instead, they're trying to palm this shit off us. We're getting pissed off. I've cancelled my subscription. I went in the paddy and cancelled my subscription to WWE Network.
Oh my god! How could you do such a thing? I ain't cancelling my shit!
Then I spammed the WWE Twitter page with Chris Benoit things.
I ain't deleting my shit. You crazy? Yo, the new season of Total Divas soon come on there. You crazy? Oh hell no! I mean,
do I look like I've watched Total Divas?
No, I'm talking about me now. I'm talking about me now. Nia Jax is on there. God damn, she might do some wild shit. Courtesy of the Cutter and Wine Show. That's all I'm saying. I personally, I'm keeping my shit. You know. I apologise that Bram doesn't come on there, Joe. You know what I mean? Why?
Oh, no. He was nearly in the chair for what he did.
Oh, no. Anyway, enough of all that shit, man. You know, let's get on to the MVP and the bitch of the week, man. You know what I mean? Let's get on to that shit, man, because we've got, like, less than 20 minutes left of this programme. Shad, MVP of the week, who do you have?
just including Raw. Maybe... Should I give it him? I think I'm going to give it him, you know. I want to give it to...
Uh-oh!
I'm going to give it to Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns! That's a monster. Roman Reigns, you know. Okay, what's your reasons for that one?
The start of the show, man, I actually thought, go Roman, man. I was actually backing him still.
Okay!
Like the way you dealt with Jordan.
Oh, yeah, for true. Yeah. Yeah, man. That was actually a good contest, actually. That was a good contest. I did enjoy that. Roman Reigns and Jason Jordan, that was cool, man. You know what I mean? Like, me like that, man. I'm going to keep it real, man. I'm going to give Jason Jordan 18 months. And that match right there, it kind of reminded me of The Rock and Kurt Angle back in No Mercy 2000. When Kurt Angle won the belt, you know what I mean? But like seriously, on the real, I'm going to give Jason Jordan 18 months. If he continues the way he's going now, I think he's going to make it. Like, seriously, I want my faith in Jason Jordan, man. I really do, Joe. I'm serious. I'm going to give the man 18 months. For real. You know what I mean? Especially if Brock Lesnar does not renew his contract like next year. If he don't renew his contract, then there's a much better chance that he'll win that title. I'm telling you now. For real. That's a good shout, man. Roman Reigns. It's also worth noting that that thing with Corey Graves came on this week, and it's Straight to the Source, I believe it was called, right? He interviewed Roman Reigns for like 15 minutes, and Roman Reigns was like, yeah, I'm the best performer out there right now, and you know the internet didn't... Exactly, Shad, and you know the internet didn't like that shit.
Oh, shit, that is...
Leave him alone, man, you know what I mean? What? It's like hip-hop, man. Every rapper believes they're the best. You know what I mean? It is what it is, man. All right, Joe, MVP of the week.
No, I'm sorry, but the best don't get booed every time they step out in front of the fans. Like, that. You can't call yourself the best if that happens. If you're not portrayed as that kind of character to be booed.
Yeah,
Roman Reigns is the best at getting booed.
You got that right, especially after WrestleMania 33. Joe, who's your MVP of the week?
Jason Jordan's knee.
Why?
Because it's trying its very best to make Jason Jordan relevant. Do you know that this week I almost set up another Twitter account
called
Jason Jordan's knee?
No!
And I was gonna like do updates every day on Jason Jordan's knee, like memes a lot. Terry was like, "Yeah, you really can't do that."
You know what, Joe? You know if you did that, you'd get followers, you know. Seriously, some shit like that, you'd get followers.
I say you should follow Jason Jordan's knee.
I mean, didn't Jerry Cole's list get its own Twitter account?
Possibly, I don't know.
But could you imagine if Jericho had his own list and that came out as a Twitter account? No people would follow that shit, you know. Yo, the wrestling fans are crazy, you know. They're crazy. You know what I mean? Where is Bob, man? I mean, goddamn, look at the followers that AJ the Baby's got, man. Wardle's son. Good God almighty.
Yeah, but AJ the Baby's really cute. I don't think the baby's got more followers than Wardle.
Hey, didn't little Jimmy have a Twitter account as well? Oh, I don't even know. Jason Jordan's knee. Don't give me a joke. I'm going outside the box here, guys. Don't stone me for this. My MVP of the week is going to The Rock. Yes, said it. The Rock.
And the star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
15 years, real boy. 15 years he's been a movie star. 2002, he debuted the Scorpion King. And I think before that, he was in the Star Trek, the Seven of Nine and all that shit, right? You know what I mean? And half his films are whack. The other half are the Fast and Furious, right? And he said he's into the Hollywood Walk of Fame, man. Big ups to that man. Like, holy shit, man. Like big salutation. You know how much movie stars, it took them years, 23 years to get star, and it only took The Rock 15 years. I'll give him props, man, seriously. Next week, Wednesday the 13th, I believe it is, yeah, man, he'll get his star. Big ups to that, man. You know The Rock can't do nothing wrong in my eyes anyway, man. I mean, big ups to that dude, man. All right, keep it moving. The bitch of the week. You know what? The bitch of the week this week, Bray Wyatt. Yes, that is Bray Wyatt. Why? Because Matt Hardy got to need you. He's gonna delete you, man. He said it on WWE TV, he's gonna need you. And everyone's behind him, they're gonna delete you. Bray Wyatt ain't shit, man. He's gonna get deleted, man. Shit. Delete his WWE contract, man. And while you're at it, delete Zack Ryder contract as well. You know what I mean? My dude, what's his name? Mojo Rawley. He said, it's all about me now. When it was me, when I was doing this and that and that and that and that and that. And Zack Ryder come back and held me down. Fuck that. Delete Zack Ryder WWE wages and delete Bray Wyatt, man. Shad, who you got? Bitch of the week.
I'll give it to Sasha Banks.
Sasha Banks!
Whoa!
No! Oh, no!
I think she needs to turn, man, now. I think she should ride with Paige. I think she should join them.
No! She can't ride with them!
But what? She's called herself the boss, man, but the boss don't get beat down week after week.
That's true. That is true. You know what I mean? Grant says this, man. She can't join Paige because Paige, that will make Paige the leader. And then Sasha's supposed to be a boss. She can't be underneath Paige. You crazy?
I hate that shit.
Man. If I want to see Sasha Banks turn evil, I want to make her turn evil by herself as our boss. Not be following orders from a blood clot page. Oh God, I'd hate it. Oh, that's wrestling card consideration. That is. Oh, I don't want to see Sasha Banks being told what to do by Paige and Matt. No, sir. All right, and that's a good shout. Joe, bitch of the week.
Mojo Rawley.
Don't pick him up!
Roger Rawley would be like a Down syndrome puppy.
Roger Rawley's a bitch of the week? Wow!
Not anything he's done, just for being like a retarded puppy.
Wow.
Look, he's getting his name mentioned, to be honest.
Yeah, he should be fucking on it. I have just made him relevant for the first time in his fucking career.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for me and Gronk, he'd be working at a fucking McDonald's.
But I was rolling the picture of the week, you know, after I done bring him up, man. Fantastic, man. I love it. Superb. Wow. Oh, man. Okay. All right. Joe, you've got the stage, and the stage is yours. I think you've kind of took over this.
Chad, do you know who I've got for the chair award?
Oh, please enlighten me.
Oh, man.
Mike Knox!
Oh, shit.
I caught him out on Twitter.
Well, it was too much for me to read, so I thought I'd write to the show and find out what happened.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, it's more soul and sports that I'm going to put in the chair, to be fair to Mike. Right. It's really important. There's a reason I don't tweet while doing the show, because everything can be taken out of context. And you have to be shit-hot careful what you put in a tweet. And that's why I don't... When I'm tweeting on the Jams podcast page, I'm really careful what I put.
Can I cut in real quick, man? As Mike Knox would actually say, blind tag. You talk about being careful what you tweet out. Yet here you are, and Shan, calling death on this person and that person and this person and calling people retarded and all this business.
Yeah.
That's
Oh, come on. Mojo Rawley is fucking retarded.
Anyway, moving back to our boss of BDSIR. I can't believe this. I don't want nothing to do with this. I feel like this is uncatchable.
Dave Meltzer caught him out.
Oh.
Dave Meltzer caught him out well and truly. He's done a lazy piece. The short is a lazy piece of journalism. They never check their facts. Which, as unprofessional as I am, and God knows I am, whatever I say, if I'm quoting somebody, I get it spot on. He turned around, what was it? He said that Cody Rhodes was offended by something Dave Meltzer had said, and that wasn't the case at all. And Dave Meltzer pulled him up on it.
For real.
And then Mike was like, oh no, it wasn't like that, you'll have to listen to the full show. What Mike Knox did was he's done a clickbait tweet. It was to get people to listen to the show, and it backfired massively. Nobody likes clickbait.
Nope.
And then they turned around and were like, yeah, well, Soul and Sports like clanging themselves, and they're like, yeah, well, wear this and wear that, and try to make themselves out to be a lot bigger than what they were, and they got called out on it. Like, yeah, never heard of, yeah, I've just googled you, nothing comes up. And then it was like, yeah, we are meant to say blah blah blah. They made dicks of themselves. So my point is, don't tweet during the show. Double check your sources. And because they didn't, they're set to go in the chair.
See, now, I thought it was a good strategy that was doing, actually tweeting during the show to get their listeners to tune in. You know what I mean? I'm sure that's how it works. You know what I mean? But a clickbait one? Oh, man. Mike, you know better than that. Man, like I said to you, off the grid, Joe. Part of the blame is to go to King Von, right? Sorry, King Von.
That's why I've said Soul and Sport.
Yeah.
Then Mike Knox.
Yeah, because King Von apparently is their official social media ambassador, if you will. You know what I mean? So whatever they say on the show, word for word, whatever they say, King Von, it's his job to tweet it out, put a picture there, and he usually tanks like 10 people. And my name is usually included in that tweet because, you know, I mean, I'm part of the BDSI Network family also, right? Oh, man, but flipping hell. Oh, that hurts, man, that hurts. You know what I mean? As a journalist as well. You know what I mean? You're supposed to get your shit right and exact. You know what I mean? And, you know, and if you just happen to tweet something wrong or whatever, either delete that shit straight away or put out a public apology. Do one of the two. And then left it. And then let Tudor melt or more people find him out. Ow! And then you got these Jeremy Carter bronies trying to call out Mike Knopfler on his shit as well. Little Jeremy Carter bronies who don't get no pussy. Oh, that... Oh, man, that hurts. But... Hey, we said it, the chair spares nobody. The chair does not care if you're alive or dead. Does not care. You know what I mean? Does not care if you're 20 years old, 40 years old, 60 years old, if you're 90, if you're a baby. The chair spares nobody. If you fuck up, that's what happens. And my personal opinion, I can't speak for Shad. Joe... She may not have any sympathy at all, but with me, it's with regret. Soul and sports.
Get your chair!
Damn, that hurts. See, I was thinking myself, you know what I mean, that we should do the same thing as what they're doing. Like, but we can word for word, our exact words, whatever we say on the show, right, and we tweet it out. You know what I mean? You know, tweet it out, and that's what gets. That's what gets. Because I thought that's what. I believe that's what the strategy is. You get me? Oh, man.
Oh, come on. Our account would be blocked within 5 minutes.
Well, you did get blocked, didn't you, by some jabroni?
Oh, I mean, the whole account would be blocked.
That's all funny shit, man. Alright, enough of all that shit, man. Hey, our time is up. Next week, if we are still on the show, because boy, Jones was called out Mike Knox and so on in sports. I don't know if John's podcast will exist next week, but let's hope we do. It's the pay-per-view that I hate to call Clash of Champions, but I'm sure by next week, Shad will have a new name for it. Okay, it's our prediction show. Joe, I don't really expect you to be on since you don't care so much, okay?
Can I just do a quick... Sorry, I did promise to say happy birthday to Katie because tomorrow she is 10 years old.
Hey! That's it! Pile over here! Pile over there! Pile over here! Yeah, man! Yo, Joe, may I come to your party still? May I come? Hey, yo, Joe, have you got any...
I don't even know the word.
You don't know.
What? So the song is like sing the song, isn't it? Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that's okay.
It was like a put them on a postcard, and I'm going to send them and then I'll sing them.
Joe, have you got any woman friends? Have you got any woman friends? So, you know what I mean? Some men can come out there.
Yeah, off air, man. Yeah, we'll do this off air, man.
Yeah. I forgot. Sorry. Yeah, we'll talk after this. Because you're taken, Joe. I feel enough of that shit. Next week, it's a pay-per-view predictions, the final one of the year. Matt Sacco will have his scorecard and all that good stuff, man.
Where the fuck is Matt anyway?
I don't know.
He never came on, that son of a bitch.
Well, maybe he's scared of Shad, you know, because every time he comes on, Shad says that the ratings go down.
Not on next week. It's my sackle for next week's chair. I'm doing a special chair.
Whoa!
Yeah!
Serial killer, I hope someone does something worse. Oh, man. Oh, that shit is crazy, man. Hey, that's it! It's over. Thank you for listening, people, man. You can follow us on all our social media at Jams Podcast. That's what you have to do. That's it. I'm done. Two of us. Come on. Finish. Finito. Come on. Come on, Zion.